I'm Armando Truhl, senior reporter with WAMU 88.5 News. Dozens of Native American leaders were in Washington yesterday to denounce an upcoming auction of sacred ceremonial items dating back 100 years or more. The National Museum of the American Indian hosted the gathering.
It's a prayer to help bring the family members that we have spread throughout the world home.
Brad Marshall is a council member of the Hoopa tribe in California. The family members he is referring to are sacred dolls, masks, and drums that are scheduled to be auctioned off in Paris on Monday.
In a way, we're bringing life to the object when we're creating them for specific ceremonial use, and they become a part of our families, a part of our living community. So as they've spread around the world and see them come up on the auction block, it's almost like looking at one of our own tribal members being auctioned off.
Because of the age of the artifacts in the French auction, it's not clear when or how they were taken from tribal lands. American laws prohibit the sale and ownership of Native American remains or artifacts with religious or cultural significance. The laws protect Native burial sites from looting. But France doesn't recognize these laws. Private auctions there draw hundreds of thousands of dollars for these artifacts. Through tears, Kurt Riley, governor of the Acoma Pueblo, asked that the world not turn a blind eye to what he called a death sale.
The whole world condemns the destruction of the Palmyra by ISIS. The National Geographic's cover story this month is about tomb raiders. Just as these things are happening worldwide, they are also happening in the United States.
Arapata Hakawai is a Maori tribal leader from New Zealand. He was in Washington to accept the remains of 54 Maoris. The remains had been part of a Smithsonian collection that dates to the late 19th century.
In our culture, our ancestors are still part of our present. A large number of ancestors have been in the museum for a number of years, disconnected and alienated.
Hakawai praised the Smithsonian for returning his people and says he supports the efforts to stop the auction in Paris. Tribal leaders are asking the State Department and Congress to facilitate a meeting with French officials to stop the auction. The French embassy tells WAMU it takes tribal concerns very seriously and is investigating the case to make sure it abides by French laws. In a statement to WAMU, the auction house says the items are of legal trade in the U.S. and France, and that the public auction process allows tribes to acquire their past, which some prefer to do with discretion. I'm Armando Truhl.